Yes, a few of us ventured to New York City in our mid-30s to seek careers, friendships, and come what may, on our road to age 40. Never mind how we survived three or so decades of backwoods living. This was New York. So our first approach was to seek comrades, companions, company, making it easy to relate to the title of a truly wonderful production now at Barrington Stage. With music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, Company displays Sondheim's unique ability to focus on and bring out the depth of each character interacting within the story. Think back to his other prize-winning shows, Gypsy, where the main character is not Gypsy Rose Lee, but a mother engineering her daughter's success. And there's A Little Night Music, of course, with the memorable Send in the Clowns. And Sondheim's exploration of a French painting depicting dozens of people strolling in a public park, and voila, the delightful Sunday in the Park with George. It is Sondheim's talent to see and hear and emotionally feel and capture that moment in time and create a musical story and a score that is brilliant. This production of Company takes place on a set of exposed brick walls, windows with views of other buildings, and beanbag chairs. Very New York 1970s. The opening number gets us ready for Robert's birthday, with a full cast of 14 singing, jabbering, and milling around. Robert, or Bobby to many, is a bachelor about to turn 35. The friends are trying to arrange his surprise party. All are couples, married, almost married, about to divorce. Bobby is everyone's pal, occasionally a lover, and godfather to seven. He enjoys groups of three people, company, he calls them, quote, so safe, unquote. As it happens, this popular bachelor isn't afraid of marriage, he's afraid of not getting married. Perhaps the show's best-known song, a trio teasing Robert about remaining single, is You Could Drive a Person Crazy. It is presented with sass and fine articulation by Rebecca Kuznick, Nora Schell, and Mara Davi. Miss Schell shines again later with just the right touch of sardonic verve in her song Another 100 People, observing throngs getting off morning trains in Manhattan. Another outstanding solo performance is Ellen Harvey's powerful delivery of Ladies Who Lunch. Company is one of those shows, however, that cannot succeed without the lead role of Robert being sensitively interpreted, including his two musical showstoppers, Someone Is Waiting and Being Alive. The leading man must be charming, dashing, vulnerable, disarming, wistful. This production has such a star in Aaron DeWitt, who proves up to his task from opening to closing curtain. All this with Julianne Boyd's expert direction and music director Darren Cohn's balanced orchestral accompaniment add up to many reasons for attending a performance of Company, now on stage through September 2nd at Barrington Stage Company in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.